I will now continue with the topic of binyanim. Last time I had mentioned that there are seven binyanim: kal, nif'al, pi'el, pu'al, hif'il, hof'al, hispa'el. Now let us use the shorish kosoiv to write. Yitzchak kosav es hamichtov. Yitzchak wrote the letter. The word kosav is a simple verb in binyan kal. Hamichtov nichtav al yidei Yitzchak. The letter was written by Yitzchak. Nichtav is binyan nif'al, was written. I will now use the shorish kosov to illustrate the entire conjugation of kosov in the avar, in the past. Ani kosavti, I wrote. Ato kosavta, you wrote. At kosavt, you, nikeva, you wrote. Hu kosav, he kosiva. Anachnu kosavnu, that's for both Zohar and Nekeva. Atem kisavtem, aten kisavten, heim vehein kosivu. The same word for they, Zohar and Nekeva. If you memorize this pattern, then you can substitute other shiroshim from binyan kal and do the same thing. Example: let us use the word zochor to remember. If you remember the pattern and study it just for a few moments, it will come naturally to you. Zocharti, I remembered. Zocharta, you remembered. Zochart, you remembered. Nekeva. Zochar, he remembered. Zochira, she remembered. Zocharnu, we remembered. Zichartem, you remembered, plural. Zicharten, you remembered, plural. Zachiru, they remembered. The shorish shamor, to watch. Ani shamarti, ato shamarta, at shamart, hu shamar, hi shamira, anachnu shamarnu, atem shimartem, aten shimarten, heim vehein shamiru. Koroiv, to draw near or to approach. Koravti, koravta, koravt, korav, koriva, koravnu, kiravtem, kiravten, heim vehein korivu. One more. To chase, rodoif, reish dalet fei. Rodafti, I chased. Rodafta, you chased. Rodaft, you chased, nekeva. Hu rodaf, he chased. He rodifa, she chased. Anachnu rodafnu, we chased. Atem rodaftem, aten rodaften, heim vehein rodifu. Notice that in atem and in aten, there is no komatz patach pattern because of the tem ending, the longer ending of the verb. Therefore, the comets turn into a shiva. And in he, it was kosiva, and heim vehein kosivu, they're both shiva na'im. And since there is no tenua under the saf, there is a shiva, we could not put the main stress there, so the main stress is at the end. Otherwise, the main stress of all these words are on the suf, which is the middle root letter. This is the general rule of verbs, that the main accent will be on the middle root letter, the ayin hapoal. Now we move on to the present tense of binyan kal. We will use the same shorish, kosov, to illustrate the present tense. Kosev. The word kosev can either mean I am writing, Zohar, you are writing Zachar, or he is writing Zachar. That is the word koisev. It can have one of three meanings depending on how it is used in the context of the pasuk. The word koiseves can either mean I am writing nekeva, or you are writing nekeva, or she is writing nekeva. The word koisevim can either mean we are writing, plural zachar, you are writing, plural zachar, and they are writing, plural zachar. The word koisevais can either mean we are writing, plural nekeva, or it can mean they are writing, plural nekeva, or they, we, they, and you. Only four possibilities exist in the present tense. The same word is used either for the category of ani, atahu, or the category of ani, athi, or the category of anachnu, atem, heim, or the category of anachnu, aten, hein. I will now give some examples from Tanakh. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Vav, pasuk Yud Ches, Va'ani koi save al hasefer bidiyoi. This means I, Yirmiyahu, am writing on the sefer with ink. Here we know it means I am writing because we have the word va'ani, so we see within the context that the word here means I am writing. In Yirmiyahu Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, the Pasuk Ho'edim HaKoisevim B'Sefer HaMikno, here it means they are writing, as you can see from the context, since it says Ho'edim, the witnesses, which means they, heim. Another example using the Shorish Rodoif, to chase, to pursue. The Pasuk states in Shoftim Dalet, the Navi Shoftim Dalet, Pasuk HaFeiz, V'hinei Barak Rodoif Es Sisera. That Barak is chasing Sisera. Rodoif here means he is chasing. It is he, Barak, who is chasing. The Pasuk in Mishle, Chaf Aleph, Roideif Tzedakah V'Chesed Yimtza Chayim. One who pursues Tzedakah and Chesed will find life. Here, Roideif means who, he, and not Ani or Ata. HaRoideif Tzedakah V'Chesed, who, Yimtza Chayim. The word yimtza is a key word in identifying the meaning of the verb. Therefore, one must see how the word is used in the context of the pasuk to know the exact meaning. The characteristic form of a hoiveh, present tense in binyan kal, is the form of koi seiv, a cholam, and then a tseirei, and always begins with the first root letter, just as the avar always begins with the first root letter. I would like to say some ma'amorei chazal at this point. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Dav Zayin Amid Beis states, the pasuk in Parshas Devarim states, Shomoya bein acheichem ushvatem tzedek bein ish uvein achiv uvein geiroi. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I commanded your judges and said to them, listen among your brothers and judge them righteously between a man and his brother or his disputant, his fellow litigant. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Azhoro leveis din shelo yishma divrei ba'al din. This is a warning to a court that it may not hear the words of one litigant, koidem shiyavoi ba'al din chaveiroi, before his fellow litigant arrives. This is derived from the phrase shomoya bein acheichem, hear, between your brothers, which denotes that the claim should be heard only when both litigants are present. Ve'az horo leva'al din shaloi yat'im devarov ladayan. It is also a warning to a litigant that he may not make his case to the judge koidim shiyavoi ba'al din chaveroi, before his fellow litigant arrives. Kri beinami shameya bein acheichem. The reason is, for the pasuk can also be read shameya, make heard between your brothers. A litigant should make his case heard only when both parties are present. Since the word shomoya here is written without a vav, it can be read shameya, make heard. To really understand this halacha, one must know the difference between the verb shomoya in binyan kal and the verb shameya in binyan pl. The form shomoya is the form of a verb in binyan kal, like shomati, I heard. The form shameya is in the form of a verb in binyan pl, which has a different meaning, make heard. Without understanding the actual structure of the verb, one does not fully understand this pshat. We find this form of the verb shameya in binyan pl twice in the Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph. Vayishama Shaul es ha'am, and Vayishama Shaul es kol ha'am. That's in Perek Tezvav and Chav Gimel. There the translation is that Shaul had all the people summoned, a lashon of hachraza, to be heard, announcing, hashmiu koel litzvoi tzava. Another chazal I would like to quote now is from the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yutes. Amar Rava v'itaymar Reb Yeshua ben Levi, afilu yochid hamispalel be'erev Shabbos, Tzarich leimar vayichulu. Even an individual who prays alone on the eve of Shabbos must say vayichulu, vayichulu hashemayim v'ha'oretz. The Amar Rab Habnuna kol hamispalel be'erev Shabbos, Oimer vayichulu, oimer vayichulu, kol hamispalel be'erev Shabbos, oimer vayichulu. Because whoever prays on the eve of Shabbos and says vayichulu, ma'ale olav hakosuv ki'ilu na'aso shutaf l'hakadosh baruch hu b'ma'asei bereishis. The Torah treats him as if he had become a partner to hakadosh baruch hu in the act of creation. Shenemar, as it says in Pasuk, Vayichulu, and they, the heaven and earth, the Shemayim Va'oretz, were finished. That is what Vayichulu means, and they, the Shemayim Va'oretz, were finished. The Gemara says, Al Tikri Vayichulu, Ela Vayichalu. Do not read Vayichulu, and they were finished, Ela Vayichalu, that they, the Creator, Hashem, and the one who recites the Tefillah, finished, they finished, they together finished. Therefore, one who recites Vayichulu and testifies out loud that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Creator, he is deemed a partner in creation. Since the word is written in the Torah without vowels, this allows the drush that differs from the traditional reading. The shorish of the verb vayichulu is chaf lamed hey, and the form vayichulu is from binyan pu'al, Vayechalu is the form of binyan pi'el. Another Chazal, the first Mishnah in Bava Kamma, mentions the concept of tashlumei nezek, to make payment for damage one incurs. The Gemara states, tashlumei nezek melameid shebahabaolim mitapalin banavela. In reference to payment of the damage, the owner of the animal that was killed, the injured party, must deal with the nevela, the carcass. Menohanimili, Amar Abami, the Amakura, Makei Nefesh, Behema, Yeshala Mena. One who strikes an animal mortally shall pay for it. Al Tikri Yeshala Mena, Ella Yashli Mena. Do not read, he shall pay for it, but he shall make completion. Yashli Mena. This teaches us that the one who did the damage need only complete Yashlim. He must complete the injured party's compensation, for it is the owner's responsibility to deal with the nevela. The owner must take the carcass and sell it, and is entitled to recover only the difference between the animal's worth while alive and the value of the carcass, the nevela. The shorish of this verb is shin lamed mem. The word yishala mena means he shall pay for it. That is in the verb of binyan pi'el. The word yashli mena, he shall make completion, is a verb in binyan hif'il. Another example of the same verb appears in Koheles. Eis asher tidor shalem. That what you pledge, pay, shalem. Shalem is in binyan pi'el. The pasuk in Yeshaya mem dalid, v'chol cheftzi yashlim, he will fulfill all my desires. Yashlim means fulfill or complete. Yashlim is in binyan hif'il. Okay, the next shiur, we will continue. I will also read the entire Kriyas Shema and point out some of the common errors people make when saying Kriyas Shema.